name is Jeanetta Howell. What's fun is they block off the back parking lot, and it's set with two different stages and tents, and the beer is flowing and the food is going, and there's entertainment galore from 12 to 8 p.m. So,
and you're the MC for the whole thing.
I am. It's going to be a long, fun day. Uh-huh. But we interject, so we start off the program at 12 o'clock, and so we have Alpine Echo who comes in, and they are fantastic. And they play, you know, all of the great polka music, and they have those long Alpine horns, and they do beer stein holding. So in the midst of all of that fun, I come in with my group. We're Jeanetta Howell Theatricals, and so 1:30 and 4:30 is extra special fun for everybody, you know, just to get everybody up and dancing and moving and singing along and being entertained.
So what kind of events do you do?
Well, we're going to start off this year with our costumes. So whoever comes in costume, we like to celebrate the fun that happens. So, you know, people come in their lederhosen, that's the guys usually, and dirndls, that's a wonderful word, and the girls come in that. And so my portion is we take it a step further. So we're in huge beer steins, and, you know, we were in giant pretzels. So, I mean, we really get the party started with some good costume fun.
What is your personal connection to this Bavarian culture?
That's a funny question, because I didn't really know that I would have one, but my family is German. One side of my family is German. And so I really like to polka. Uh-huh. And I didn't know that until I went to school in New York City, and we had to do this program where we had to do partner dancing. And I'm like, oh, I love to polka. So it's a little known fact that people might not know.
What does the polka consist of?
Well, it's kind of a 1-2-3, 1-2-3. And if you can do that 1-2-3, it's like not a waltz, because that's a nice
one,
slow.
Two, three.
Yeah, this one, is the 1-2-3, 1-2-3, and it just goes over and over and over again. So I think it's really simple for everybody. Mm-hmm. So my job is to get people up, and I teach this fun dance that gets the crowd involved. And then I teach the girls a dance, and then my girlfriends and I, who are emceeing this show for the whole day, we have special beer cheers and beer holding, stein holding, and anything else we can throw in there.
And is it kid friendly as well?
It is kid friendly. That's the good news. Believe it or not, the last couple of years I've had most of the Von Trapp family kids. So that's been really neat to have students of mine from Glenwood performing. This year, I'm just taking it down a level. So instead of having all of the kids, we're having a few kids, and they're going to perform. And what's fun about the Kid Zone this year, so if you're thinking, oh, I don't know what time to come, I don't know what to do, I would say get there about 2 or 3 o'clock. We start the kid activity, where I'll teach them how to do the maypole and a dance, and then they get to come up onto the stage area, and we'll show everybody. So around 4:30. But there's a kids zone that's sponsored by Renew, that's Senior Communities here in Glenwood Springs. And there's fun party favors, and you can create and craft your own headbands and play games. I think there's balloon making and face painting.
Wow.
So kids and adults get to have fun.
And so once again, that's from noon to 8 o'clock for the adults. Kids Zone wraps up around 5 o'clock.
Yeah, it does. What's fun is there's a band called Alexis that's going to play that evening. I think it's from 6 to 8. Mm-hmm. So you can come in, enjoy lunch, enjoy the festivities, you know, take a break, come back. So there's something for everybody.
Is that a continuation of the polka dance?
Yeah, I think so. Cool. I think so. Yeah, we'll just continue it all day.
Uh-huh.
So if you see me by the end, I'll just be poking out of there.
And for you, what is the significance of having an Oktoberfest? Why does it motivate you? Why do you really put this energy into putting it together?
I know, that's kind of an interesting question. And people always ask, why are you having an Oktoberfest in September? Okay. Well, in Germany, they started this Oktoberfest in September. That's the original date. So we're going back to the roots of Germany and, you know, bringing it this way. So that's a good significance. And I think what the Brewpub does is unlike anything else. You know, they really do it right because they ferment their beer like they're supposed to. That there's these small kegs that are just created for this event. So they really do it right. Mm-hmm. And of course, the food is really amazing, and they do that special for this event as well.
Yeah, I can say that I attended last year and had the fortune of also attending Munich, an Oktoberfest there. It was on par.
I got to tell you something, because you asked. So when I was 15 years old, my parents and a few of the other girls' parents from around this valley let us go to Germany. And it was a six-week adventure where we stayed with host families. And believe it or not, I went to one too. And it was the biggest beer steins I've ever seen in my life.
Yes.
So I think having that moment where you get to see how they celebrate and just bring that fun into what we do.
Yeah. One thing I observed with my friends was the camaraderie.
Yeah.
It's so strong, even though you have all these adults in a little tent drinking as much as they
right.
possibly can.
Uh-huh.
There's no sense of violence or danger. It's all just such a
right.
joyful event.
Yeah.
Everybody.
Yeah, it is. And that's what I think I've observed too, you know, especially mm-hmm. just bringing that kind of energy here, is that we're there to have fun. It's good fun, you know, and you know, keeping ourselves busy with whether the band is going or entertainment is going, and seeing friends from around here and just mm-hmm. getting them, you know, we do sing-alongs. You know, and we link arms and we're singing and we're cheersing. So I feel like that camaraderie it's a good vibe.
And with the season changing, it's now the time to get to know our neighbors again.
Totally.
And come a little closer. And
yeah.
The summer runoff has run its course. And
I
now
know
we're
it.
Settling back into ourselves.
Yeah. It is fun because everybody kind of comes out and, you know, lets loose. But then you get to chat and hang out with people. It's a really fun thing. I think everybody, you know, the brew pub, they put together, you know, everyone's in costume, you know, they're dressed alike. So when you really walk in, you're getting this whole flood of, oh, what is this atmosphere? And I think it's fun because kids, they don't see that, you know, so mm-hmm. having that kind of bridging between, you know, generations is really important.
And a fall celebration.
Yeah, I think so.
Well, Janetta Howell, thank you so much. Anything else you'd like to add?
No, just please come support, you know, this beautiful town doing some beautiful things. And, you know, again, Renew Senior Communities is stepping up this year and putting some effort into the kids zone. And I'm excited about that. So, you know, we're going to have some fun and let the polka play.
Thanks.